He was a scanner. All right, he was a scanner. He had been a scanner from the moment when, wholly normal, he had stood in the sunlight before a sub-chief of the instrumentality and had sworn, "I pledge my honor and my life to mankind. I sacrificed myself willingly for the welfare of mankind. In accepting the perilous, austere honor, I yield all my rights, without exception, to the honorable chiefs of the instrumentality and to the honored confraternity of scanners." He had pledged. He had gone into the Haberman device. He remembered his hell. He had not had such a bad one, even though it had seemed to last 100 million years, all of them without sleep. He had learned to feel with his eyes. He had learned to see, despite the heavy eye plates set back of his eyeballs to insulate his eyes from the rest of him. He had learned to watch his skin. He still remembered the time he had noticed dampness on his shirt and had pulled out his scanning mirror, only to discover that he had worn a hole in his side by leaning against a vibrating machine. A thing like that could not happen to him now. He was too adept at reading his own instrument. He remembered the way that he had gone up and out, and the way that the great pain beat into him, despite the fact that his touch, smell, feeling, and hearing were gone for all ordinary purposes. He remembered killing Habermans and keeping others alive, and standing for months beside the honorable scanner pilot while neither of them slept. He remembered going ashore on Earth 4 and remembered that he had not enjoyed it, and had realized on that day that there was no reward. Martell stood among the other scanners. He hated their awkwardness when they moved, their immobility when they stood still. He hated the queer assortment of smells which their bodies yielded unnoticed. He hated the grunts and groans and squawks which they emitted from their deafness. He hated them and himself. How could Lucy stand him? He had kept his chest box reading "Danger" for weeks while he courted her, carrying the cranch wire about with him most illegally, and going direct from one cranch to the other without worrying about the fact that his indicators all crept up.